National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is Normal News. I'm Chris Goldstein. Normal News this week features 2006, the year in review, Normal's top 10 events that shaped marijuana policy. More information about all of these stories and membership in the Normal Foundation is available at norml.org. Today we featured 2006, the year in review, Normal's top 10 events that shaped marijuana policy. Number 1. Cannabis smoking not linked to lung cancer or UAT cancers, largest case-controlled study says. Smoking cannabis, even long-term, is not positively associated with increased incidence of lung cancer, according to the findings of the largest population-based case-control study ever conducted. Quote, "We did not observe a positive association of marijuana use, even heavy long-term use, with lung cancer, controlling for tobacco smoking and other potential co-founders," close quote, investigators concluded. Their data further revealed that moderate lifetime users had an inverse association between cannabis use and lung cancer. The 5-year trial was sponsored by the U.S. National Institutes of Health, or NIH. Full text of the study appeared in the October issue of the journal Cancer Epidemiology, Biomarkers, and Prevention. Number 2. Nearly half of Americans say pot should be regulated like alcohol. Nearly 1 out of 2 Americans support amending federal law to, quote, "let states legally regulate and tax marijuana the way they do liquor and gambling," close quote, according to a national poll of 1,004 likely voters by Zogby International and commissioned by the Normal Foundation in March. 46% of respondents, including a majority of those polled on the East and West Coasts, said that they supported legalization. Nearly 2/3 of 18 to 29-year-olds, or 65%, and half of 50 to 64-year-olds think federal law should be amended to allow states the option to regulate marijuana. Number 3. Marijuana arrests for year 2005, most ever. Police arrested an estimated 786,545 persons for marijuana violations in 2005, the highest annual total ever recorded in the United States, according to statistics compiled in September by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. An American is now arrested for violating marijuana laws every 40 seconds. Number 4. Clinical trial. Vaporization is a safe and effective cannabinoid delivery system. Vaporization is a, quote, "safe and effective," close quote, cannabinoid delivery system for patients desiring the rapid onset of action associated with cannabis inhalation, but who are seeking to avoid the respiratory risks of smoking, according to clinical trial data published this spring in the Journal of Pharmaceutical Sciences. Vaporization delivers the, quote, "palomal uptake of THC in a manner comparable to the smoking of cannabis, while avoiding the respiratory disadvantages of smoking," close quote, the study concluded. Number 5. Cannabinoids curb brain tumor growth, first ever patient trial shows. THC administration decreases recurrent glioblastoma multiforme, or GBM, tumor growth in humans, according to the findings of the first ever clinical trial assessing cannabinoids' anti-tumor action. Previous preclinical studies indicate that cannabinoids and endocannabinoids can stave off tumor progression and trigger cell death in other cancer lines, including breast carcinoma, prostate carcinoma, colorectal carcinoma, skin carcinoma, and pancreatic adenocarcinoma. Number 6. Democratic shift in Congress bodes well for cannabis law reform. Democrats' takeover this November of the House and Senate is likely to pay dividends for marijuana law reformers in 07 and 08. Commenting on the election results, Normal Executive Director Alan St. Pierre said, quote, "It is our hope that with new Democratic leadership, we will finally be able to move forward with legislation and hearings on both the physician-approved medical use of marijuana as well as the decriminalization of cannabis for responsible adults." Close quote. Number 7. Court says state medical pot policies not trumped by federal law. California's decade-old marijuana law is legal because it does not, quote, require, close quote, conduct that violates federal law, a state superior court judge ruled in December. The decision rejected a lawsuit filed by San Diego County supervisors, who had argued that the state's medical cannabis laws should be preempted by the Federal Controlled Substances Act. The supervisors have announced that they intend to appeal the decision. Number 8. Congress scales back ban on student aid for drug offenders. Congress approved legislation in 2006, lifting the ban on federal aid to students who have a prior nonviolent drug conviction. Under the amended law, students with past drug convictions will now be eligible to apply for federal financial aid. Although those students who are convicted of a nonviolent drug offense while in college will continue to be stripped of their federal aid eligibility. Since 1998, some 200,000 students have been denied financial aid under the law. Number 9. Court strikes down Alaska pot recrim law. A 2006 Alaska law seeking to redefine minor marijuana possession as a criminal offense punishable by jail time is unconstitutional, a state superior court judge ruled in July. The ruling struck down sections of the new law criminalizing the possession of 1 ounce or less of cannabis, but leaves in place measures prohibiting the possession of greater amounts. And number 10, new report finds cannabis can halt disease progression. Recently published clinical and preclinical research on the therapeutic use of cannabis indicates that cannabinoids may curb the progression of various serious and life-threatening diseases, particularly autoimmune disorders such as multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis, and inflammatory bowel disease, as well as neurological disorders such as Alzheimer's disease and amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, according to a comprehensive new report published in September by the Normal Foundation. The report summarizes over 140 recently published trials assessing the therapeutic utility of cannabinoids for the treatment of more than a dozen diseases, including diabetes, hepatitis C, multiple sclerosis, and Tourette's syndrome. More information about all of these stories and membership in the Normal Foundation is available at norml.org. This has been Normal News from the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. More information about the stories today and membership in the foundation is available at norml.org. You can catch our new daily podcast, Normal's Daily Audio Stash, at normalaudiostash.com. Stay tuned every week here for Normal News, right here on this station, your cell phone, computer, or iPod. I'm Chris Goldstein. Thanks for listening. The podcasting technology of Normal is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com.